is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, forget it. Hey, yeah. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and tonight from Less Than Perfect, Will Sasso's here. Will?
How's it going? Oh, come on, Michelle. Here we go.
Get is my mic on?
There we
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was me throwing my own voice. That's the first funny bit of the evening. More to come. No, yeah. That wasn't me.
Will, we know or knew from all the seasons on Mad TV and now Less Than Perfect.
You know, Friday, my kids, yes. They had Mad TV like continuously for the entire Christmas holiday, basically.
Yeah, they ran a lot of them.
And my kids TiVo'd like all of them and then sat and watched and watched and watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen more Will Sasso than I can bear.
That's he's a lot of Will. the thing about it too is I mean, it's nice when your kids have a sense of humor, right?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that good?
Well, it's an interesting dilemma for me because, like, I got to monitor what they're watching. Yeah. Some of it's, like, getting a little edgy. But I like the fact that they appreciate the humor and they're sort of...
It's good to get the kids going on, you know, crack jokes and sex and racism
and the poo-poo stuff.
Lots of poop.
You know what's weird, though? I remember as a kid... Things either they're funny or they don't register.
Right.
Like the dirt. Like I remember when I was a kid, I watched an episode of I think it was Maude.
And after you fell.
By
in love
the
with-
way, you want to know why I hate my parents? That's it. That's what we had, kids. We didn't have satellite. We didn't have the internet. We had a black and white Zenith sitting next to my overweight mom watching Maude.
You'd wait for Tuesday night to see Maude.
Oh, it's a big deal, yeah. And there was a joke somewhere in it where some, like, black guy came walking through or something, and they said, is it true what they say about, you know, and I remember being 10 or something and going, I have no idea what they say. And then later on somebody told me or I figured it out or something. But it wasn't offensive. You know, it wasn't considered racy for me because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
I didn't get it.
But you laugh anyway.
Oh, yeah.
My older brother would have me sit through Monty Python when I was, like, you know, 6. And then, you know, there'd be a joke with someone named B.J. Smegma. And he would just laugh wildly. And I go, yeah. And then you see it, like, a year ago and go, oh, that's right.
Yeah, I wonder how many of... I would like a loop of fake laughs. I
think I'd do it. You in your lifetime? Or just for anybody?
Nah, anybody. Everybody.
And there was someone named B.J. Smegma.
Oh, nice.
I'm not making that up.
Yeah. My sister married him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good guy.
She's now a baker, right?
She's now Lauren Schmegma.
Mm.
Yeah. Drew?
Yeah, we have our auction going on here at KROQ.com, the mother station here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. The auction is to raise money for tsunami survivors, and what you'll be bidding on is an opportunity to come up here and guest host or... be a guest on Loveline, and Mr. Tom Burbine, I guess you pronounce the name, has bid $11,000.
$11,000.
I mean, already, we're going to take this guy out to dinner at least beforehand.
Well, I will pay for it, Drew.
Okay.
I will pay for it out of the $5,000 that I lift off the
$11,000. Okay.
Now, I mean, Will, you're a businessman. You're a comedian, but you're a businessman.
Yeah.
Here's basically what I'm saying. He's giving $11,000, but much of that is based on me, my presence, what I bring to the show. And if you had the old host of this show, you'd probably be bringing $20,000, maybe $2,500. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, in both cases, it's a ripoff. I only had to pay four. Ba-dum-dum.
I got it up. Will's going to be begging to leave in like 20 minutes. Please go to leave. So will this guy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be, oh, man, it's 11. Yeah, show ends at 12. I get the idea. I'm good. I got a radio in the Taurus. I'll be listening on the way back to the hotel. Drew, what a slap in the face.
Oh.
All I'm saying is I figure I got it up to 11 grand. I just want to wet my beak. You know what I'm saying?
Makes
I'm not
sense.
Saying I don't want the lion's share of the money. I'm just saying I want a taste for the work I do.
Well,
that's
like
all.
You said, it's show business.
It's not show.
It's show business.
That's right.
It's not show fun.
It's not show fun. It's not show charity. It's not show freebie. It's show business. And here's what I'm saying. I just want 5 grand. That's all. they get six, and then I'll tell you what I do. I make an $80 donation from the $5,000, and we'll take this guy out to like an Arby's or like maybe even a TGI or something like that.
Sure, sure.
An appetizer or something like that for the show, right?
Perfect.
All right. And again, here's what I'm saying. I stay at five. We could go up to 15. I'm still at five until we get to 18, and then I jump to 7.5.
Here we go.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yes.
I don't see what the big deal is. It's just business. It's $6,000.
You're making a big deal out of it.
They didn't have the $6,000. Should I keep that too? You want me to take the whole 11? Is that what you want? I'll do it.
Might make you.
I'll take the whole 11. Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah.
I'm generously giving $6,000
of
my money.
By the way, did you hear today that there's some organizations in Indonesia that don't want Americans or American money because it will diminish the radicalization of the Muslim communities there.
Yeah.
And they want to blame the Americans for having dropped bombs in Iraq because that's what caused the earthquake.
Well, I thought it was like nuclear testing, like out in the ocean or something like that. Well, look, I'm sure there's some things where there's like no Jews on the beach when the tsunami hit. I mean, look, well, hold on a second. Let me just say this. You have people that essentially are, you know, on the evolutionary scale, several thousand years earlier than us. We should really study them to see how man lived back then. Secondly, they have a retarded religion. Now, albeit our religion's fairly retarded, too, but theirs is mega retarded. They're praying to some this. They got the virgins. So is it surprising when they have these bizarre beliefs?
I'm just saying, is this money going where we need it to go?
You know what, Drew?
It's
going to you. I'm now taking $5,500. We are splitting this. I do not need some guy buying a VX nerve gas.
Well, the more you take, the less money they have to worry about.
No, look, and the less money, and the less they have to.
Adam, you get my meaning. That's fine. Okay, here we go.
Okay, good. You're right, Drew. I like where this is heading. Jessica?
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah, I don't need to build another bunker for Saddam over there. Yeah? Jessica?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been looking into different forms of birth control, and I was wondering what your opinion is on IUDs.
I'm fearful of them, but this is one practitioner's point of view because I saw so many horrible problems with the tubal infections and stuff when I was in training. Apparently now they're back, they're safe, the kinds of IUDs they have look good, they are viable means, they're particularly good if you've had one or two kids.
Why?
But because then the fertility risks are really not an issue. But even so, they're thought to be limited, if at all.
But they couldn't bring them back unless they're ultra safe, right?
Right. They really are quite safe now. But I will tell you the one thing that you might think about if you have any sort of philosophical point of view. This is an abortifacient. This is something that prevents implantation. That's how that
really?
Works.
Really?
Yes.
IUD?
And why don't people attack the IUDs? They attack the morning after pill, but not the IUD.
I feel like you're attacking me now, Drew.
I feel like I am, too.
Relax. Yeah. Wow. Well, what was that?
I don't know. What's an IUD?
That's what I'm saying. What is that?
Oh, well, let me answer your question.
It's an interuteral device.
Interuterine device. Oh. It's just this little seven-shaped thing that slips into the uterus. And
it looks like one of those new paper
that's,
clips.
I believe, a seven-tagon.
A seven-tagon.
Yeah, not a seven-shaped
thing. And they have progesterone and things on them that affect the way sperm gets to the egg and the way the egg implants. And they don't implant once it's been fertilized.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So,
sounds easy to me.
Everybody that wants to attack the morning after pill, please direct your attention somewhere that actually has a philosophically consistent problem.
And so it stops the egg from attaching?
Yes.
And it's copper?
Well, it used to be. Now they're progesterone.
How is that different from a regular birth control pill?
It doesn't get into your body. It acts right there on the uterus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it good for as long as it's in?
Yeah.
But what about the hormone that it's laced with?
I forget how they come out about, what, every 9 months or so? Is that right?
They see their own shadow. That means it's going to be a long winter.
Yeah. What did you say, Jessica?
Yeah, from what I read online, they have like 5 year long IUDs.
5 years.
They're size of bench vices, but they'll go 5 years.
Get a little rusty after a while.
It's safe to keep something in your...
We're in an anchor in you. Listen, here's the thing with the IUDs. I know this sounds crazy, but we're in such a litigious society, especially when it has to do with anything medical.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sue over stuff that isn't actually dangerous.
That's right.
Something that pulled off the market because it was dangerous and redesigned.
It's got to be super safe.
It's got to be super ultra safe.
Yep, that's right.
That's what I would
think.
That's
an excellent way to think of it.
So go ahead and use it.
Like the McRib.
Yeah, like the McRib. Yeah.
And came back.
Yeah. That's how
I want to sue them.
No, I'm like, I'm that way about flying. Like, I want to fly the last plane that crashed because I know they check the hell out of these things now. That's how I move. You know,
yeah.
I'm eating a McRib. I got my IUD in, and I'm in that Alaskan airliner that crashed in the Pacific.
Perfect.
That's how I roll, Drew. Smart.
I know that about you. I know it.
Smart. Yeah. All right, Erica. Yeah. Where did how long has the McRib been gone? 5 years.
Really? No, not that long.
I
haven't had it since the 80s, but...
I haven't either. I get the feeling it's probably the same one. It's probably from the same cow that was killed in 79.
I just saw it up in San Francisco, I think.
They're bringing it back.
No, I know they're back. I'm just... The question is what? How long was it gone? Because I think they went away for a while. I have trouble with meat that's formed like meat.
Right.
Once you break it down, it's got to become meatloaf or a patty.
Mm-hmm.
When you then try to shape it into a chicken...
Yeah.
Or a drumstick or a pig or something. Yeah. Now we got problems.
But chicken you can form into anything, like stars or dinosaurs or animals.
No.
Well, if you fry it, if you deep fry it, sure.
If you deep fry it.
Chicken rules are different. There should be no respect for chickens.
Chicken follows potato rules.
Yeah, chicken's a potato.
Yeah.
It's a tuber.
It does fall into the potato and au gratin family. You're right, but... Yeah, beef is weird, and pork is creepy.
Forget it.
Super.
Yeah,
no. Just Amityville horror.
Immediately, I have a picture of Mr. Pig with the giant cleaver chasing
the chicken.
This is
a mistake the Mexicans make, Will. They when they open a butcher shop, a house of butch. The point is that they have actually drawings of Mr. Pig with an anvil or an axe or something.
Hatchet.
He's chasing Mrs. Pig with lipstick on. And, you know, she's wearing a bonnet. And it's like, I don't like to look at the things I eat as actual folks I might see in church, you know. I don't want them to have names. I don't want to get too cozy with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like when I was in country, I didn't want to know the name of anyone in my platoon.
We don't want to also formed into anything that might remind us of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pig just stays shredded.
The general,
shredded with barbecue.
General concept of eating your buddies, like when the Shrek cereal comes out, is kind of a weird one for kids. If you think, I'm going to eat you, I'm going to pulverize you with my incisors, and then I'll crap you right into the toilet. What do you think of that, Shrek? You're my best buddy.
That is our friend.
Drew, what if adults ate their best friends? I just started gnawing on you. Someone ever took a bite out of Kimmel.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't work, would it?
No, not really.
You should be eating things you don't like.
But the Kimmelos.
The Kimmelos.
When you actually have the Kimmelos, that'd be okay.
Yeah. Little Jimmy's simulating the hair on the back there. Yeah, the Kimmelos. All right. Erica?
Uh-huh.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, first of all, I want to say that I love you guys. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're a lesbian.
Drew, please.
What's up, Erica? What's up?
Please.
I'm not a lesbian.
I know. Right. What's up?
Okay, well, I have herpes, and I wanted to know, like, is that going to give me any complications when I decide to get pregnant?
Probably not. There is much less made of that than we one time thought there might be.
So they thought it was a bigger deal.
They thought it was a bigger deal, and it looks like it's something that's pretty easy to take care of.
Now, that's something you should eat. Herpes breakfast cereal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not your buddies. Herpes. Bad things.
You know? Shredded herpes?
Shredded herpes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a dusting of powdered sugar on them.
Fast and shreddy herpes.
Thank you. Erica?
Uh-huh.
You're only 19, though. You don't need to get pregnant for a while.
21.
I'm 21.
Oh.
How long have you had herpes
for? All right. You should have 8 kids by now.
For like 2 years.
Yeah, we talked to a 19-year-old a couple nights ago. Remember she was freaking out about finding out she had herpes?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Was it tough to deal with this? How's it been? Maybe she's still
missing. Yeah, well, actually, when I first found out, I was really like upset. And now that I have it, like it's not as bad as you think it is.
Do you continue to just wear condoms?
Manageable.
You wear condoms, you're careful with it?
Yeah.
That's always been my point. People freak out about this disease, and we're talking about a skin rash, basically. It's like, not that big a deal.
I know. Well, you know, we talked many years ago. It's the name, I think, that freaks everyone out.
That's when we wanted to switch it to Happies.
Happies.
Yeah.
They got Happies. Oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I think maybe the cereal names might even be better than Happies. A nice happy, you know, it's like happy cereal name for it.
Yeah, you mean you give venereal diseases like cereal names?
Yeah, I mean, just something.
Cinnamon O's.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew, work on that.
Think of that.
Please work on that.
Herpes pops.
Will, don't work on that.
Honey Smacks, Fruit Loops.
You want to speak?
Sorry.
Speak to Haley.
Sure.
Haley.
Hi.
22.
Yes.
What's up?
I've been fantasizing about women, especially when I've been with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. You're a lesbian.
I just want to know if this is normal.
No, I'm not telling you that.
No, women are you know, they're not, they're, you know, women are sort of physically, get lost.
I'm just saying, this is the, you know, that's the kind of stuff they're bombarded with, these images.
I'm not talking. I brought my Playboy book in tonight. My book of Playboy.
It's a lovely coffee table book.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask you where
it actually is the size of a coffee table. Like, it's huge. It just needs legs.
Five decades of centerfold. It says on it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How'd you get the pace?
What were we talking about?
No, well, here's what we're talking about. Women being more flexible.
Well, not just flexible. The image, the arousing image of women becomes sort of a sexualized image for everybody.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think I've noticed that women sort of are aroused by seeing other women being aroused and enjoying themselves. Mm. Is that the kind of thing you think about, Haley?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not so much that they're thinking of the woman sexually. Michelle, bear this out for me. It's not just you're thinking about them as a sexual object that's desired the way a man would, but it's just, it's sort of arousing to watch another woman enjoy herself having sex, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Michelle, give me a yes. You're a lesbian.
Haley.
I'm a lesbian.
Haley, so what do you, when you fantasize about these women, is it a certain woman?
No.
Yeah, who is it?
It's like nobody in particular. I don't think it's anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Hold on a second. God, this is what I love about women. Like, women are like, I had a dream last night. It was a fantasy. A man came in and he loved me. Who was he? Who was it? Brad Pitt? No, he didn't have a head.
No face.
What
did he look like?
Was he like a burn victim or something? No, it just, there was no
cloud.
Face.
He's like a cloud.
You think it was like an old boyfriend or something? No, I don't know who it was. I didn't know who he was. Well, what do you mean? So he's not on TV or anything? No, it was just this sort of mystic orb came
in. A phantom.
He didn't ever actually make contact with me. It's like, what? What is this? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, this. You don't even know the chick?
I told you, pick someone
from TV.
I'm going to Atlanta with them next week, and we're going to be putting men
There's
and women.
Rules to fantasizing.
Yep. Putting men and women in functional MRI machines and showing them arousing images and see how their brains respond.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Who are you picking? Who's going to go in there?
They're already, the guys, the researchers out in Atlanta got them.
You
got
to show the straight guys gay stuff. Just see if you can catch one guy.
Well, now, I was thinking about this. You were talking about, remember you've mentioned many times how when you're going through the pornographic material at a video store where you're going through the big top stuff that you like,
mm-hmm.
and then you hit the gay material,
yeah.
and how that transition affects you viscerally?
Well, first off, I can't talk about it because I have a couple of lawsuits.
Yeah, yeah. For the trauma.
Yeah,
of putting those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, I got the People versus Le Sex Shop. Adam Carolla and the People versus Le Sex Shop. Because
then the
video I want
hanger.
Them to put cones up before you get to the gay stuff. Because you know, like a Caltrans project or
it
something.
It is too easy to wander into
yeah,
the
what
gay
it is
stuff,
is
yeah.
you're walking, you got, here's the thing when you're in the porn store. You can't be like a middle linebacker who's dropping back into pass coverage. You're going to see somebody you know. You have to be very focused, very straight,
kind
almost
like
with blinders.
At the urinal, like you would.
Yeah, you same postures at the urinal. You're not swinging your head around. You're just straight looking, and it's weird once in a while you make contact with someone. You never say excuse me or sorry or watch it, and you just sort of slowly move around the guy. But that's and you walk down the shelf, which, you know, 60 feet long, and and you start getting into these things. You know, you get into, you got the anal stuff, then you start getting into the big jug stuff,
and
you start getting into the gangbang stuff. Stuff and then the amateur stuff and then you start drifting into the gay stuff, but it has to register. It's like whoa, look at those three dudes giving it to that chick real
that's the reaction I want to discuss, because we have been sort of scrutinized for that. It's like, oh, how dare you? You react to
that's homophobic.
Yeah, that's homophobic, and how dare you say that men who are heterosexual react that way to gays? They don't react that way to heterosexual. But you know what I thought this morning? I thought to myself, you know what this reaction is? This is the same reaction you have when you think about your parents having sex.
No!
Same reaction.
Oh, thank God I'm picturing Will's parents.
But am I right?
I'm picturing my dad and your dad.
But is it?
No. And look at the wall.
That's different. That's totally different.
No, you can't.
That's Reese's peanut butter cup.
You can't get to my dad's ass. It never leaves his sofa. You have to go in from under the sofa. Have to bore a hole in the sofa pillow.
My dad's but got you never know quite a set of tools.
And his receiving
skills
may be similar to yours. Who knows? But be that as it may, isn't that interesting, though? It's the same. That's the reaction.
Yes.
That's the reaction.
And I'll take it a step further because, you know, like as if I'm pissed people off enough with needing the $5,000 off the 11. I claim for the visceral reaction that straight men have to gay relations, there should be more gay bashing. There's not enough for the reaction that guys have.
But think about it this way.
I'm saying it's a little light.
I'm with you. But there's the same argument about the people with their parents thinking, well, what's the big deal? You're an adult. Relax.
Yeah.
You can't talk. You can't get that out of your system.
I'm saying
that's
there's
in
a,
you.
There's, I'm not saying gay bashing is a good thing. I'm saying I'm surprised it isn't all over the evening news every night, given most guys'
reaction
to
but
gay
maybe,
love.
But maybe that's where all the bashing historically has come from.
Probably, yes.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know about the whole the parents having sex thing, because like thinking of your own parents having sex, but your friend's parents having sex is like 180 the other way and just hilarious.
No, I understand. I'm talking about
not so much arousing, but the funniest thing.
It's your own parents.
Yes.
But talking to your friends about maybe their parents.
Well, that's actually
where are your parents?
Point.
Oh, maybe they're upstairs having sex.
Well, that's
dude.
But that's just like them stepping in crap versus you stepping in crap.
Okay,
it's super funny when it happens.
So by that notion, then your friend involved in a gay gangbang is
hysterical.
Is hysterically funny.
Especially it could be funny.
Yeah, that is. If you wandered in and you saw that on the cover of the, it would be hilarious.
I'm just
starting to get it.
Yeah, you're looking at cult roundup, and it's like Rick. Oh no! I would find that deeply disturbing.
But you'd laugh your ass off. And
I would laugh, but I would find. Okay. And I'm just saying, straight guys find gay depictions.
But isn't that interesting, though? But what you know, the trick is to figure out what are those two things,
and
why are they the same reaction? It's very interesting when you really think about it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
And maybe there's something in it about those kinds of relationships. I don't know. I was thinking about it this morning. I'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is God didn't want guys to, you know, bang each other in a can, and they certainly didn't want your parents to get it on. I'll tell you that. The Almighty
did not want any of that happening.
Obvious.
Well, thank you, Adam. Okay.
All right. Will Sasso is here tonight from Less Than Perfect, 9:30, ABC, Friday night. TGI Friday. And what was I trying to change that to, True? TGFN Friday. Huh? Instead of TGI Friday, give it a little edge to it. TVF and Friday. Mm.
Nice.
True?
Nice.
Will?
I'm down.
We will take ourselves a little break. We'll come back, speak to Michelle with a little Germany
Michael.
Or Florida. Oh, it's Michael, sorry. Michael with a little Germany or Florida after this. Love Lunch. I'm not talking while the door's shutting anymore. Junior producer Lauren, you got to bring the stuff in before the mics heat up. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Has that ever come up on the show before?
No, I've never heard you say anything.
Never
about
said,
it? No.
Has that come up?
She, though, told me a very disturbing story before the show, before the mics heated up, about how she had given, via normal spontaneous vaginal delivery, birth to her Cocker Spaniel in great detail.
Junior producer Lauren thinks she gave birth to her Cocker Spaniel?
Yeah.
Wow.
At Cedars with the grandma present.
Wow.
Elaborate story that I find
powerful.
I found powerful and disturbing.
Disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Listen, everyone in radio is a nut job except for Drew. Will Sasso is here from Less Than Perfect, 9:30, ABC, part of the TG FNF lineup. And now Will can be pretty much just seen in perpetuity on Mad TV, yes?
Yeah, on Comedy Central, 23 hours a day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Five seasons.
About a half hour for Crank Yankers and a half hour for Chappelle, and then the rest of the 23 hours.
It's all Will.
Yeah.
All right.
No, there's some Nicole Sullivan in there.
Nicole Sullivan and Will.
That's Will and Nicole.
That's it.
When we left off, we're going to do a little Germany, Florida with Michael. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Michael, what's happening, brother man?
Nothing. I just want to say, guys, I loved your show, and Will, I love you on Mad TV.
Oh, cheers, man. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, so I got a Germany or Florida for you guys.
Will, here's how the game is played. He says the wacky story, and we guess. Is it Germany or Florida?
Okay.
Because all bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida.
Neat.
Yeah. Michael?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. A couple staying inside of a motel on February 10th, 1994, began to complain to the manager about a rancid smell in their room. They had been complaining for a few days until the couple gave up and began searching the room for the source of the smell. After maybe 3 hours of searching, they turned the bed over and discovered a rotting corpse in a secret compartment under the mattress. It turns out that the corpse had already reached a stage of advanced decomposition. Police discovered that the killer had hid the victim there and lived with it for over 4 weeks. There was another corpse that was discovered under the floorboards in the bathroom.
The motel feels Floridian. But the stash in the body,
living
the
in the motel,
and the box,
living in the motel, that's
living
Florida.
That feels Florida.
Yeah.
Floorboards feel Germany.
Floorboards. He may be throwing that in there just to screw with us.
No, you can't do that. It's against the Geneva Convention,
no, guys, of
Florida and Germany. No, it's there.
I gotta go Florida.
Florida? Well,
it could be Germany, but I gotta go Florida.
I don't know about the whole staying in a hotel in Florida thing. I would think that you'd be, you know,
instead of motel.
Break.
You said
motel. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of motels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the hookers you used to hang out with that you might accidentally?
Yeah, no, those were all high class hotel girls.
Oh, I see.
I guess I'm gonna have. Okay, I'll go with Florida.
Wow. I was going to go Florida, too, but I had three Floridas, sir. That's not good radio.
No, it's not.
I'm going Germany.
Okay.
Screw you.
Yeah?
I'm going Germany.
You're going
Michael?
Germany?
Yeah.
Ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
I love this kid's enthusiasm. By the way, he's 14. What's the over-under on him getting laid? 29?
Yeah, about 28.
But 28, 29?
The other thing against Florida is we would have heard of this if in Florida, I would think.
Oh, yeah, but we say that. Oh, but hold on. We say that all the time, and we never do. They kill some runaway.
You're right.
Some strung out hooker, some junky hooker gets killed in Florida. What? You got it? What? Extra. Hooker killed in Florida. What do you think? You think
that's what goes on?
You don't know anything, Drew. You didn't even know Bush pardoned the turkey on the lawn of the White House.
You're right. I told you.
That's 48 years running.
I'm going to have to, you know, I think it could have been some frat prank or something during spring break, you know. That would suggest Florida.
Well, you're still Florida.
Put Stewie under the floorboards and see how long you...
You're still Florida.
I'm staying with Florida.
All right, Michael. We're ready, buddy.
All right, guys. Sorry, Adam. It's Florida.
All right.
Oh. Yeah.
That was an exciting game.
Yeah.
We need a little Ranchero music to bring us around.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Not yet, but soon. Michael?
Yeah?
Thank you for mocking me.
Thanks for letting me come on the show, guys.
All right there, brother man. He's good people, that Michael. Big things out of him. But just don't expect any lady friends for a little while. That's all. He'll have a payday.
Oh, yeah.
He'll have a payday down the road.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Gets a little older, gets the new frames for the glasses. Shoes are squared off on the front.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then it's payback time, by the way.
No longer the curly things with the bells in the top.
No. Yeah. It's payback time with the lady, so you know what I'm talking about?
Guy's got
a lot of love stored up and a little anger.
A little anger.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Jenny?
Yes?
Hold on. You know what I'd love? You know, here's the kind of society I want to live in. Like, once in a while, like, I just wish women could see the pictures of these guys when they were in high school.
Just so they could realize who it is they're going after.
Super
now.
Cool patrol. I was walking into like a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf thing tonight, and I saw this guy sitting there, and he's wearing this sort of smoked purple shades with no rims on them, you know, and he's got like the goatee and the earring, and he's got the beanie pulled down nice and low, and he's wearing a suede jacket and some boots, and he just looked like Brad Pitt playing Joe Cool in some movie, and I thought, I'd love to see this puss in high school. I know he's wearing a Reds batting helmet, like a velour Kennington shirt, you know. And women, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't see the transformation.
No.
They don't realize how goofy the guy was. And by the way, much like ice, much like Vanilla Ice. One minute you're wearing, MC Hammer's pants, and you got train tracks shaved in your eyebrows, and then all of a sudden you're full of tats and you look like Fred Durst. These guys just change. They change with the wind. Mm-hmm. Women buy right into it. They should be penalizing these guys for this crap.
I think also along those lines, the new kid in school, the new boy, is usually the dork from another school. Could be part of the reason he left. But when he shows up, you know, with his mullet and his Letterman jacket from the other school, he's automatically cool.
Right.
Mostly because all the guys hate him immediately. The chicks love him.
Well, because he's playing by his own rules.
Yeah,
he just wants to be an individual.
Right. I'm just saying, like, think all the nerdy agents and managers and these Hollywood types. Oh, publicists. Thank God they're all gay. But you see them over at William Morris and CAA. They got the cool frames. They're wearing the black suits. They got the $400 shoes, and they're super slick. But, you know, they were just like colossal nerds in high school, just pimply faced with bad rims and wearing like a yarmulke into class every day. There's like duct tape to their head. Crap kicked down by everyone on the football team. And now chicks think they're super cool. They're still the insecure nerd. They're leasing a Mercedes. The girls shouldn't fall for this.
The picture
this
is should all, be on well, that business card.
Nor should they fall. For the brooding guy wearing black with safety pin through his nose when he's 18.
Same jackass.
Yeah.
You girls should be looking at guys' high school pictures. That's who decide who the real McCoy is. Yes?
Yeah, the boring middle guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which, by the way, were neither of us. We were the ex-super nerdy ones.
No, yeah. Super nerdy. I was a rebel. I actually rode a motorcycle in, not to school, but into the class.
Nice.
I actually sat on my bike, just arms crossed.
In the back.
Running. With it, running.
Are you serious? Teacher's yelling over the motorcycle.
I would call the teacher Daddy O, and I would do this Squaresville thing a lot. When and I'd announce I'm out of here all the time. I just, wherever I was, I'm out of here. Yeah, but you just left and came over here. I'm going back. That's what I do. I just go back and forth one side of the hall. I'm out of here. That's what I do. I announce that all the time. Fire up the bike. Pow. Right down the hall. Leather jacket. I was like Fonzie. Oh, maybe that is Fonzie, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's right. That wasn't me. That was fine. That was an episode of Happy Days. Yeah. Okay. That's
right. You wore a yarmulke in high school.
That's right. I didn't get laid.
Sure.
Jenny, 27. Jenny?
Jenny?
Yeah, you're on now. Adam will not hang up on you this time.
Okay. Oh, what? Did I do that last time?
Yes.
Oh. What's up?
I just first want to say you guys are awesome. I hope you never stop doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Should have seen me in high school, man.
Riding a motorcycle down the hall.
I gotta get out of here.
Jenny, what's up?
This sucks. I'm blowing.
What's up?
I have a quick question. Every once in a while, when I have an orgasm, I get this insane headache. Like, really. And then it goes away, like, after a half hour. But it only happens once in a while, and I want to know if it was something serious to be concerned about.
Do you have a history of migraines?
No.
Migraines in your family?
No. I mean, I get headaches, but I don't think, like, the clinical... I've never been diagnosed with migraines or anything.
And no one in your family ever has, either?
Not that I know of, no.
We haven't had this one in a while.
No, we haven't
get
in a while,
this one a lot.
Yeah. But the fact is, it's a fairly common experience, this sort of post-orgasm headache or during-orgasm headaches. I don't understand them very well. I believe there's a migraineous component to them. It's something always to get looked into because it can be signs of other things, but the probability is it's just one of these common problems that's just unpleasant. And I've never treated this, but I wouldn't be surprised if neurologists might be using the anti-migraineous medication to help you with this.
Okay, it's like, you didn't think that it's something that I should look into? I mean,
I would just because it could, you know... It could be something a little more serious, and it's important to get it checked out. There could be aneurysms and things like that occasionally would
Once in a while in high school, I'd rumble, with the Mexicans, and they'd pull a knife, and I'd go, do it!
Oh, that kind of
Do it! I'd beg them to stab me. You don't got the guts! And then one of them stabbed me in the ass. So I stopped.
Stopped rumbling?
And I went over there. That's the thing. I'm out of here.
Then you decided to ramble. You went from rumbling to
I went from
to
rumbling
rambling.
To rambling. Mm-hmm. And then after high school, I became a rambling man. But I had a small rambling range. It was just about half a block.
In North Hollywood.
Yeah, I said, like, I got to ramble over to the other end of the street. Sorry, baby. I'd love to stay and love you, but I got to ramble down to the, you know, where the cul-de-sac is. You'll probably see me from your place. And then I would ramble back. A very tight rambling territory. And again, wouldn't ramble at first sun. I'd ramble about one in the afternoon.
Right. That's the great thing about rambling, though. There's no rules for rambling how far.
That's the whole thing.
That's right.
And it's like...
That's what makes a rambler.
They'd be like, where are you going? I'd be like, I don't know.
Good.
I don't know. That's the thing about rambling. Yeah. Like, no rambling guy goes, I get on the 405 South, and I take that to the 110 Harbor Exchange. Then what I do is I get on the Slauson Cutoff right there, and then I'll get off on Exposition. I'll take that about 3 miles down. No, that's not how you ramble. Yeah. You just head toward the sun. You ride. You got to head into the sun. It's a good shot. Get on that bike and ramble into the sun. You don't give like long-winded. You don't like MapQuest. You're rambling.
No,
that's not for rambling.
That's
you don't know where you're going. And listen, I can't tell my ladies where I'm rambling because I don't want them, you know, to like post ramble. Ramble after me.
Yeah.
Because I'll be giving some other chick my rambling speech
tomorrow.
When the other one interrupts with, whoa, you didn't ramble that far. Hey, he rambled on, and I'll be like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Now I really have to ramble. That's going to be my next song, Drew.
Now I really have to ramble?
Yeah, like before I was a rambling guy. Now I'm really a rambling guy. You know what I mean?
Lord, I was born really, honestly, a rambling
really
guy.
Really having
yeah,
to ramble
seriously,
now.
Rambling guy.
Yeah.
And Drew, we decided that black guys don't ramble, but the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
A black man who's a rambler is a Rolling Stone.
Okay, possibly.
He's a Rolling Stone, yeah. It's a form of rambling.
But it has a cultural context.
Hmm.
Yeah. You need a horse or a motorcycle to ramble. The black guys drive custom vans. You know, that's more of a Rolling Stone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Drew, we got that straightened out?
Yeah, I'll take a break.
Black guy, custom van, Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
White guy, motorcycle ramble.
Where
are the Mexicans? They hang out.
They roll a little bit.
They do a little rambling and a little rolling.
Yeah.
But they do it with a group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group ramble. Yeah?
Let's roll.
It's not a Rolling Stone. It's a sack of gravel. You know what I'm saying?
Let's us roll. Let us roll.
Should we ramble?
Let's ramble.
To the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will take a little break. Will Sasso here tonight from Less Than Perfect, 930 ABC. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. You guys are lucky because I was this close to rambling during that commercial, Drew.
He said, I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, but I was like, man, I may ramble. And don't get me wrong, I love everybody here.
But you're a rambling man.
You have to ramble. But I probably get like an ISDN line set up in a Zephyr and just broadcast wherever I ramble from.
Mm. Okay.
Will Sasso's here tonight, Less Than Perfect, name of his show. ABC.
I guess it would be then poser rambling.
You don't?
Because if you actually made a plan and actually
shambling.
Responsible.
That's shambling.
That's shambling, yeah.
Shambling.
So you're saying you can't plan a ramble?
Well, not just planning, but you're actually being responsible when you ramble. And that's poser.
Well, I got a broadcast to do. I'm going to need an ISDN line. If I'm rambling, I'll do it, you know, set it up at a sports bar and, you know, broadcast from there.
But
I still get to ramble.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Hey, you know, maybe a point. Maybe I won't. They will run a best of when
cool,
I ramble.
Man. Now you're cool.
Oh, I shouldn't even think of that.
Right.
That's up to you guys. Hey, see what you want to do, man.
See,
I'm rambling.
See? Oh, now
it's
you're
not
back.
My choice.
I think when we're on a break, though, you should announce that you're out of here.
Yeah, I think I will announce that. What are we up to? We still $11,000 with the, and like again, really, actually, that's. That's net. I mean, gross 11. Net's going to be $6,000.
Tom Burbine. Get your name posted if you.
Who is this Tom Burbine?
Put up an insane amount of money. Apparently, he's from Boston. They've talked to him to make sure he's a real guy that has the money.
And he's going to fly his ass out here and sit with us.
Mm.
I know.
I'm guilty. I'm angry. I'm ashamed.
I am going to treat
ramble?
This man like a king and then ramble.
And then ramble.
Yeah. But I may ramble and get him some, like, honey roasted nuts or something and come ramble back.
You may not even have to come here. I mean, you may ramble all the way to Boston. There's no rules.
You don't know. It depends which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah. You could be there tomorrow.
No, seriously, I have a sale.
You could be in Chicago eating bacon and eggs with gangsters by this time tomorrow. No one knows where you'll be.
Yeah, that's from a rambler. Drew, you ready to go to the phones?
Please.
All right. Chris?
Hello?
16?
Chris Ann.
Chris Ann, what's up?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going with Chris.
Last night, I was having sex with my
No. Right,
no. Well, I don't.
Chris Ann. Kiss my ass. I said Chris. What are we engaged?
For all we know, it could be some crazy spelling where it's, you know, like chrysanthemum or something.
All right. But that's her only out.
Okay.
Chris, hello? How do you spell your name?
Chris, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E.
It's one word?
Yeah.
Chris Ann?
Yep.
So there, Mr. Rambling.
All right. Still hate your parents, but it's not your fault.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Okay, last night I was having sex with my boyfriend, and while he was still in me, I was sitting on his lap, and I fell backwards.
Crack.
I fell backwards. He started, like, crying like he was in pain, not crying, but he's like, I think something popped, and I don't know if I broke his penis or not.
Yeah, but, well, that's why he should have rambled moments before you broke his penis.
Yeah, that's the kind of ramble you're done. But now that's actually what he does is tear the ligament there that holds the penis, suspensory ligament.
It can pop, too, and not actually tear
anything. Yes, that's true. It can pop like a knuckle. It can crack.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
you can also tear that ligament there, the suspensory ligament.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal. It gets a little better. But the thing,
will you know if it's effed up?
The penis won't have the nice 45-degree angle anymore.
It just doesn't come up and just goes
very nice.
It will hang down.
He was able to get it up today when I was
in. Yeah, and that's fine. But he probably didn't. There is actually a fracture of the penis itself.
Why don't you give his penis like a little time out, per se?
I know. I did. And
why? Give a show. He was the one that was traumatized. Why should...
I'm just saying. The guy's got a bad wheel. Why don't you sit him out a game? Playoffs are coming up.
I told him I was going to leave him alone because I don't want to hurt him, but...
Hold on, you tell that to a 16-year-old, that gives him a boner. True, when you're 16, so I was like, I think we're going to take a day off.
No,
I wouldn't want
to. No, no.
You're like,
I need to leave you alone.
Yeah, here's what it sounds like. Say it to me.
Honey, I don't want to hurt you. I'm going to have to leave you alone.
Christ, that felt good. What was that? That was good. You want to go for round two? You can't tell a 16-year-old guy who's getting laid that you got to leave him alone sexually.
All right, Chris Ann, here's the deal. You can actually fracture the penis itself. The shaft can be broken, and I've actually talked to Dr. Alter about this because we are trying to get... Listen, I'm putting out a plea. We need to talk to a male who's actually had his penis fractured for this Discovery Health program I'm working on.
Like had it slammed in a cab door or something?
Well, and where it actually... The cavernous body fractures, and what you get is these big hematomas in them, and they don't get erect anymore.
Yeah, so...
They have to be repaired surgically after that.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. That's not the tearing of the suspension.
No, but he wouldn't have been able to do it... the following day if you've torn that.
No. It's just the ligament tearing. It's no big deal.
Okay.
And it's not even necessarily tearing. It
or
could
just
be just popping.
Yes, right.
I wanted to take him to the doctor, but he's scared his parents will find out and everything, and I'm just like,
well, the parents can't find out.
Broken.
Yeah. You should take him. The parents can't find out. It's against the law for the doctor to share any information with the parents. So.
Okay. But can it just get better on its own?
Like I said, it's one of these things. It gets a little better, but it usually just hangs a little differently.
Like in a couple days?
Or? No, hold on. You're not hearing me.
Quiet.
Doesn't change. It doesn't harm it. It doesn't change it, though. It's what they cut to lengthen guys' penises.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So some people get it actually on just, you know.
Is there any discoloration or swelling?
No, I asked him if it's like a different color. He's like, well, it's a little bit... more red, and I'm like,
oh boy, hey. 6-year-olds don't do this assessments like this. Take him to the doctor, let him
know. All right. How old is, well, he's 49 now.
Okay.
He's thrice divorced. How old is this guy?
17.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got, you use birth control because you guys get it on like 28 times a week.
What are you doing for birth control?
I'm sorry.
What are you using for birth control?
Condoms.
Yeah, you might want to look into something that's great and all, but you should at least keep the morning after pill around because condoms don't work.
You're going through $800 worth of condoms a week, you know, you're in high school. That's a lot of papers you got to deliver.
Yeah.
You got to move a lot of grit. Yeah. All right, baby doll. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, that was like a 16-year-old girl who liked sex.
Mm-hmm.
You don't meet them so often.
No, you want to see if she's orgasming, that kind of thing?
All right. It's creepy, but I'll go for it. Chris Ann?
Darn.
She's on top of the guy. Yeah. But, you know.
Most 6-year-old girls' sex is like neither here nor there for them. It's like,
Well, he likes it. They like the part about the being closeness. Desired and the intimacy and all, you know, the sort of relationship stuff. But, you know, that's all. The sex. Here's the thing. I mean, here's the reality. All the cuddling, hand-holding, and all this kind of stuff, pending for your thoughts stuff, that the guys do is just a road to get to the sex.
Right.
And the sex is just a sort of necessary evil for all that stuff for the women.
In order to get all the other stuff.
In order to get all their stuff. That's why when the guys slide into their comfort zone 8 months into the relationship and it just becomes about sex, the chick's pissed off. Because you've now trimmed all the fat. To her, that was her favorite part of the
meat. That was the reason for the relationship. You struck a little close to home there for Will. You got a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, Will, no, I'm nodding. I'm understanding younger women. And
I would say that maybe more than ever. I don't know why I say more than ever, but I think there's more 16-year-olds out there than you're willing to admit, Drew, that just kind of dig it. Like, you know, they're into it. I mean, there'll be animals at 22, and I have to take a hose to them at 35.
Listen, we talked to a lot of 16-year-olds, and this was one that was kind of into it, and it felt reasonable. It was no big deal. But we never talked to that
person.
But
they don't call the show. We get the screwed up ones calling the show.
Maybe.
I think there's a fair, like, looking back in high school and stuff, like, there's a fair amount. I never got any of them, but there was a fair amount of chicks that had their boy, you know, liked getting it on.
That's what your perception of was. Again, when I go to the colleges, there's all kinds of confusion. They really are mostly sort of,
yeah, you got to bang a couple hundred chicks before you find one that gets into it. No. I'm with you. Now, I've been, you know, Drew and I do go to those colleges. Like, you got to go through a whole sorority house before you find one that's, you know, not faking the O. I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. We'll take a little break. Will Sasso here tonight. Will had no idea what to make of that last exchange. I thought he was married. Well, whatever. Less than perfect. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. This radio, man, gotta get it on. Hey, Drew.
Yeah, Adam.
You know what I'm this close to doing, brother?
Will, watch out.
He'll drop trowel. 9:31. 31 after 9 o'clock. Will Sasso in studio tonight. Funny man.
Thank you.
Wait, you want me to drop trowel? I'll drop trial. I will drop trial.
Will, watch it. He's wild.
I like the morning DJ gets a little out of hand. I will drop trial. I will lube up my joint and put it in your ear, and I will reach climax. 8:29:29. homoerotic. DJ that drops that crosses the line every once in a while, but does it quickly, and he gives a timeout every time, right when he gets to that point where he's going to get fired. Yes, sir.
Right. Or the traffic.
Let me tell you how. You know how I like to get pre-miserable. Like I like to start thinking about what I have to do Monday on Friday.
I think you were talking about when the Super Bowl ends.
Why'd you bring that up?
Like the day after the Super Bowl.
It's weird.
No hockey. We got to watch basketball.
It's such a letdown. It's like that feeling, you know, that as the Super Bowl party is breaking up, it's really bad when it's a bad game and it's sort of over in the midway through the third quarter. And it's like you already start you see the chicks are bussing the chips already. Like things are, and it's like, this is it.
Last year with Carolina, with it as an expansion team, it just doesn't even feel like a real
Super Bowl. Right? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
No, that's
you already get bummed.
That's another thing. Yeah, you want it to be, you know, Dallas Pittsburgh sort of thing. You don't want to be a couple of guys there. The guys wearing the fuchsia, and the magenta,
the teal cobalt.
Guys and the cobalt, and then the guy with just a black fist on their helmet, that team, Screw Whitey, those guys, it's like, what? This looks like Canadians at best. Maybe Arena League stuff.
It does look like Arena football, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's with the teal? Yeah. And here's what I'm sure they did. They talked to a bunch of retarded 15-year-olds and said, what's your favorite color? And like, teal. And they're like, all right, let's make every expansion team
well, they're
that
trying
have
to do
what
like the NBA did, basically. Like, wild.
Make everything teal. Yeah. I heard a fashion dude or something covering, they were doing a sports thing about uniforms, best and worst uniforms, and this guy stuck up for Jacksonville Jaguars uniforms, which are some of the ugliest.
Horrible. Right.
They're
right.
Ridiculous. And he said in 10, 15 years, we're going to look back and they're going to be classic.
No, here's what I think. Think so. Here's what I think you do, especially when you enter the league, when you're an expansion team. Instead of going, hey, everyone, look at me. I'm new. I'm bold. I'm an arena team. You should go old school. You should do a sort of a Colts kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just white. Two colors, white. And that way, you sort of slip in under the radar. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like, you know what it's like?
Oh, no,
it's
I
like,
think it's like leather helmets.
Yeah. I was going to. Yes. I wrote that. See, that's, yes, what's that
leather,
word?
Leather.
That's
right.
You actually go that's back.
A, yes, go all the way back. You no go, face guards, leather helmets.
And all white guys.
Yeah.
Undersized, no, white, now fat, too, white guys.
You have gone too far. That, forget it.
I don't care if you're competitive. I mean old school. Just
Art Donovan. Bring him back.
Art Donovan, high top black cleats, and no face mask.
Jerry Kramer.
That's right.
If Alex I ever had Karras. A franchise, they'd be purple and brown. Those would be the colors. Just two colors that don't go together.
Yeah, they really don't.
Helmets have to be white.
And purple and brown.
Purple and brown.
You get a logo or a stripe, but you don't get both.
Maybe green numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And the stripe doesn't continue into the pants. Not wide, at least. It can be a thin one.
And cougar cats.
Yeah. Yeah, and you should pick a good animal. I agree.
It has to be an animal. Have you noticed in the NFL, all the teams end with an S? There's no heat. You
right.
Know, like in the NBA.
Because they're a pack of animals.
Yeah, everything has to be a something.
Yeah. The
Vikings.
Cowboys.
Yeah. And underutilized. Let me tell you, underutilized in NFL and sports in general, the hippos. Hippo, dangerous
why,
animal.
Why, no rhinoceros.
Hippos and rhinos. No hippos rhinos. Kill more people yes. than, you know, snakes and bullets and spears and AIDS all combined in Africa. You didn't know that, Drew?
I know hippos are dangerous.
Hippos are maniacs. Oh, they'd like you to believe they're friendly, lovable animals who, like, wear tutus and dance around, but they're vicious, vile beasts. They really are. And they're heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got a hippo.
Yeah, you hit the hippo, you know it.
Yeah, hip. Drew, write this down, by the way. Yeah. Disney movie where I get a hippo to play nose tackle. Okay,
and there's a scene where the referee opens the rule book,
and I say, "You show me in that rule book where it says a hippo can't play." And he looks at me and he's like, "Play ball!
It's not in the rule book.
It's not in the rule book." There you go. All right,
I think it's been done. It's been made.
They used a mule.
There was a mule.
It was a long time ago, and he kicked field goals.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's my pitch to the Disney company. You realize how much money you guys made over the mule that kicked field goals? You're telling me the hippo that plays nose tackle is farther fetched than this? Please.
Hippo for 10 would be the name. It's an underdog story.
Yeah, it's the underdog story. Right.
The first year they go 0-10 with their hippo kicker.
Right. No, nose tackle.
Oh, he's a nose tackle.
That's right.
They go 0-10 because they have a hippo nose tackle.
Yeah, and the mule kicks field goals.
And the mule kicks field goals. And
right.
Then, yeah. And there's a...
Yeah. Well, we dust off Jan Michael Vincent, sober him up. This is a big comeback film for him.
Meg 20,
He
Meg.
Can still move, that kid. I'll tell you what. He's still got legs. Yeah?
Right, he's busy rambling now. Meg.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on there?
Yeah.
I
think Jan may ramble in place. I think his legs move and his arms move, but it doesn't go anywhere. Go ahead, Meg. Sorry.
He has an elliptical rambler?
Yeah.
It's okay. I had my first sonogram today.
Yeah.
And they said that my cervix should be 3 centimeters and it's only like 2.3.
How far? You're pregnant?
Yeah, I'm pregnant, yeah.
How far along are you?
I'll be 4 months. Yeah, 4 months tomorrow, 16 weeks.
Okay.
Drew, how many millimeters in a centimeter? Is it 10 or what?
Yeah, 10.
100 or 10?
No, 10.
10. So 2.5 centimeters is like an inch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And what's your question?
She said that it could cause complications, and I asked her what, and she said she's not a doctor. She just gives ultrasounds.
Hmm.
So what nice. Complications could that
I think
cause.
What they're referring, I'm not an obstetrician, but I think what they're referring to is issues of what's called cervical competency.
Mm.
That
drop the kid early.
Yeah, that the cervix can't hold the pregnancy. And they can do something called a cerclage procedure where they actually kind of sew it up
mm-hmm.
to keep it together. And are you going to see your obstetrician?
Yeah, I have an appointment at the beginning of February.
Yeah.
So what was it supposed to be at this stage?
3 centimeters.
And it's 2-something.
And it's 2-something? Well, 2. It's smaller 6. Than it was supposed to be, though, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about, you saw this from the ultrasound?
Yeah, she measured my cervix from the ultrasound.
And was it a vaginal ultrasound?
First, it was just the stomach, and then she used this probe-like thing. It was like a dildo with a condom on it, pretty much, with a camera on the end of it.
Yeah, I think that'd be the vaginal one.
That'd be your vagina they were putting that into.
That's the medical term for it, isn't it?
That's right, vaginal.
Dildo with a camera on the end?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm. That's nice. And is it really a condom?
Yeah, they put a condom on it, yeah.
Ribbed?
Yeah, no, a lubricated condom.
I go ribbed. Mm. Why not? Why does it have to be such a horrible experience?
So, again, Meg, I'm not quite sure whether they're talking about the length of the cervix or the opening of the cervix. If there is a problem in the cervix in the second, how far along are you again?
I'm 16 weeks.
Yeah, and that second trimester is when the cervical issues emerge. So that's what they need to look into. There can be bleeding. There can be problems with the function of the placenta, and then there can be premature.
True. Can we just, at least for me, get chicks used to saying months, even if they got to whack it up? You know, 3.5 months, 4 months, 5 months.
Trimester.
I always do that. Well, how far? I'm 23 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, that's 7 years, right? 7 years? 8 years.
7 years.
Seven or 8 years. 7 or 8? And by the way, drop it with the kids too. I don't need that. I don't need the 13 months.
Oh, you start with weeks.
I don't need that either. Tell me when the kid hits one, and then we won't talk till it's two. I don't need that. He's 86 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so he's in college or is he retired? He's got kids then, right? Shouldn't
usually,
he have kids?
Usually go
at 86 weeks.
You go weeks until they're about 4 months.
It's
and then
obnoxious.
You go months until they're a year and a half. And then there you go.
You know what I don't want? I don't want the middle name either. This is Chris Ann Tyler Melody Johnson, hemophiliac.
Hemophiliac.
Sometimes. I'm just saying, I don't need the six. Just say the first name. I know your last name. I'll do that math. I don't need, you know what I mean? I don't need put your name. I've known you for a while, right?
Fair enough.
And I don't need the weeks. I just need the year, first name. Actually, first letter in the year. So you go like 2K, and that's it. Mm-hmm. No more talking. Yes?
Till next year.
Yeah, because you know what I have to do?
Don't do it.
Ramble.
Oh, ramble.
It will be rambling time. You start getting into weeks, I will ramble.
See, Will thought you were going to drop trial.
I might drop
trial.
I'll drop trial. Tell you what, I will drop trial. I will use a water-soluble lube of my erect penis, and I will insert it into your nether region. 8:29 after 8 o'clock, attract weather coming up. The fleetingly gay morning show host. Yes? Mm. All right. Jennifer.
Hi.
What's happening, baby doll?
Never drop trowel, stick it in a guy. Jennifer, just get rowdy. Stick it in a guy.
31 after 8 o'clock. Locke and Yada checking in at 49.
Really?
Weather and traffic coming up top of the hour. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, have a nice Germany or Florida for you.
All right.
Okay, according to a court transcript, a convicted rapist was turned down for parole this past year. He only offered an excuse for his crime.
I'm a rapist.
Let her finish, please. Go ahead. Sorry.
He had only raped the elderly woman that was in a near coma because he had said that he had read in a medical book that the sensation of pregnancy could snap a woman out of a coma and was only trying to help. Germany or Florida?
Wow. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Wow.
I'm thinking Germany.
And why did he pull out if that was what he was trying
to
accomplish?
Right, right. Interesting point.
By the way, that's got to be great. Like, you're in the joint, and it's like, what happened? What are you in for? I got 11 years in the mandatory minimum for selling a couple of tabs at a fish concert. What are you in for? I got 6 years for raping an elderly woman in a coma.
Trying to get pregnant. Trying to impregnate.
Fantastic. But you really that's probably how it is.
I know.
That's nice.
All right, Jennifer. So I'm kind of leaning to a journey because I think in Florida, I just think there would have been huge reaction to that kind of thing.
Really? You say that, but then you're right every time. I gotta rethink that.
I'm gonna say it's Germany, just because, as per our conversation earlier about genres of porn, I think that's a German genre of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, is
mature,
that right?
Yeah, mature coma.
It's considered mainstream
in Germany.
Yeah.
Oh,
and acceptable.
They got it on before there's
boutiques. It's all over the place.
It's on television.
No, it's prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's actually woven into children's books.
In Florida, there would have been more to this story about how the hospital was shut down and multiple people sued. And
so you're going to Germany?
I'm going to Germany.
You're going to Germany?
Yeah.
I believe they watch their coma victims more closely in Germany. I believe it's that kind of society. And true,
they watch them for camera things.
As you know, as a doctor, and you know from watching a lot of TV movies and stuff, that you have to go in and talk to people when they're in a coma.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. Jennifer?
Yes?
These two are going Germany. Mm-hmm. I'm going Florida, just because I'm that kind of man. I'm trying to build a little tension into the show.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Germany.
Yeah! Wow.
Two for two tonight.
So easy for you.
Yay for Will and Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer, thank you.
Yeah, it's a Germany.
Hey, are you in Portland right now?
Actually, I'm close to Eugene.
You know, Angela, famous ice skater's mom got killed today.
That's what I heard, actually.
Crazy incident.
Who's the
national championships are in Portland, Oregon, and Angela Nikodinov, who's just having this comeback, and her coach had just died, and they get to the airport with her mom and her coach. The cab driver flips the car.
Oh. Flips the car?
Throws the mom out.
Oh, jeez.
You gotta wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Well, cabs. People never wear a seatbelt now. It is weird when you get when you get in a friend's car, like if a friend is driving you to the airport, you get in, you buckle up, put your head between your legs, adjust the headrest and that kind of stuff. You get into a cab, you're talking to the person in the back seat, you're kneeling on the front seat, like everyone just stuffs in. You know, this is a weird sort of, it's a cab.
Well, it's like the professional driver, he'll know better.
And then, yeah, but look at the guy.
I know. Listen, I wear belts.
He's got the ganoush on top of the, with the, like an elephant with 18 arms on top of the dash. This guy's, just looking through a crack in his turban. It's actually pulled down so low he's using the bottom rung for like a chin strap. It's a disaster. Yep. And by the way, should these guys be able to drive? You know what I mean? How many of these guys, how many of these folks from this part of the world win, like, oh, yeah, the guy won the Indy 500 and Le Mans last year.
How about the Jacksonville Ganouches? Ganiches?
Ganiches.
That'd be like sort of an Indian theme, therefore the brown and purple.
Yeah,
and
there
then,
you go.
They could be elephants, but like dancing happy, it'd be kind of colorful.
Yeah.
Forget it. Forget
no,
about
no,
it.
I think it's solid. Well, that's horrible.
The Jacksonville NFL?
Thrown Ganesha's. From a car.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the scariest thing about this story is you following figure skating like a maniac.
My wife's figure. My daughter's into it.
Yeah, you got to give her the hand when she starts talking to us. Like, tip, tip.
No. What I do is I put my fingers in my ear and start reciting the alphabet.
Yeah, because I went out to dinner. Me and my wife and Drew and his old lady went out to dinner in San Francisco like a year ago. His old lady talked about ice skates for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted an ice skate so I could slit my throat with it. Slowly bleed to death. You just got to tell her back off on that stuff. I mean, my parents were the same way when I played Pop Warner football.
Oh, they were into it. Yeah, I noticed.
Into it. Yeah.
Don, no, wait a minute. They missed all the games.
Well, all right.
They're busy.
All right. Don,
having sex. Your parents were having sex.
No.
No.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something weird my family is. My stepdad moved into my house. He don't sleep in the same room with my mom. He's got his own room.
Yeah,
and
he's cool.
And those are the only two rooms in the house. I mean, it's not like, well, it's 14 stories and I'm going to crash in my study or something. It's 1,200 square feet of dump, and he's got his own room. Yeah. It's good for the kids, though. It's kind of nice. Like, all right. But then the tough part is you have to sit on the dude's bed to watch TV.
Ooh.
Because that's where the TV is. You're like sitting on the dude's bed.
Sounds like there was a plan there.
How dare you? No, but it's just, you're weird. Now you're sitting, instead of sitting in the den, you're sitting in someone's bedroom watching TV.
Sheesh.
Oh, it's great. Oh, I got to sue. If my parents had anything, I would sue them. Now, if I sue my dad, I just get the car at least.
Take some criminal action against them.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
See if I can get them locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Don?
Take them off the streets.
Yep.
They're not on the streets. They don't leave the house. Don, you're 24?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, basically, my girlfriend is not having sex with me as much as she used to. We used to have it like maybe four, three times a day, and now we're only having it like once a month.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year.
How long was the heavy activity going on for?
First weekend.
That's what I'm thinking.
About 12, maybe 12 months.
How long you been together?
A year.
We're the world's dumbest callers.
Dominic is sleepwalking through this.
Oh, really?
56 yeah. weeks.
Nothing better, by the way, than who's the guy who called and said he was almost 6 foot? He was like 5'12".
5'12".
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Listen.
I'm like 5'12".
Wow.
Almost six.
Oh, wow.
I've said it once, I've said it in a while. I will pit our callers up in a battle royale of stupidity against any national or local radio
By
show.
By the way, a little applause for Anderson coming up with that one in about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Well done.
Maybe
well
less.
Done. Yeah. Well done.
It's amazing.
And us on the computer.
What?
He was also looking at internet porn.
At the same time.
Gay
porn.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, I had to be pulled away.
Look up German elderly coma porn. I'll come in there.
I'm looking at that right now.
Oh, good. Thanks, Anderson.
Don?
Great. Yeah.
So, you guys only have sex once a month.
How
down
long
from
have you...
three? Down from three or two times a day. It's interesting.
Three, three or two or one, yeah.
Times a day, which was what you guys did for the first 12 months.
Yeah.
And therefore, the last X number of days.
Oh, you know what? I got an answer.
For the past 30 days the month.
I got an answer. I got an answer for this. You know, calendars now are like 16-month calendars.
Oh, so he thinks that's a year.
And Don figures, well, there must be 16 months in a year. So he said the first, you know, for the first year, he was talking 16 months. So 12 months is when it stopped off.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
So and now he's like, it's January. The second January and the second February, he must have to put a number by them because you don't want to confuse them with the first one.
Don, what does your girlfriend say is the reason she's not interested anymore?
Why she's not interested anymore?
You don't ask her?
I haven't asked her, no.
Don't you think it might be a place to start? You're obviously still interested, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of have a feeling she's with another guy, too, though.
Well, why don't you break up, then? And by the way, why ask
you found a guy who has an 18-month calendar?
Yeah, why are you asking why she would be cutting down on the sex if you believe she's cheating?
This is either bogus or there's something missing.
Yeah. What's that, Don?
Basically, we're in love, you know.
Oh, well, why'd you say so? I'm sorry.
You're talking about you and Drew, or are you just still talking about your lady?
Me and my girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Just want some clarification. And why do you think she's with another guy, then, if she's in love?
Because she's... was supposed to be home here about an hour ago, and she never showed up, so...
Wow. By hour, you mean 60 minutes or 80?
I have no
she
idea.
She still has some time. If it's 90-minute hours, she's still got a half an hour.
Where is she supposed to be right now?
She's supposed to be at home.
No, I mean, where is she coming back from? Where is she returning from?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
I see.
Listen, what was she doing in Minneapolis? Was she at work?
Yeah, she works down there.
She works there.
What kind of work does she do?
She is a waitress at a strip joint.
Uh-huh. Oh. And did you? She said waitress. No dancer.
Yeah, just the waitresses. Yeah. Only waitresses.
Mm. And
there's no actual strippers.
And yeah. Did you call her on her cell phone?
I tried, but I couldn't get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know something horrible hasn't happened, like the DJ killed her?
Or you're in Minneapolis.
A lot of those guys are killers.
Icy Road spun off or something.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And before tonight, did you have suspicion that she was cheating?
Yeah.
All right, well, you obviously...
Why? Well, why did you have suspicion she was cheating?
Well, she'd come home smelling like another guy's cologne.
All right, this is bogus.
I know it's bogus. I cried bogus 3 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I need credit for this. All right, Don.
You mean 160 seconds ago?
Yeah.
I'll stop.
Hey, Don,
180.
Please admit this is bogus so we can be off with you, but I also want credit for knowing it was bogus 3 minutes ago.
This is not bogus, trust me.
Well, what are you doing then, staying? What am I doing trusting you? That's number one.
Yes.
But what are you doing staying with a girl who comes home smelling of Aqua Velva?
And by the way, not even discussing it with her. Not even saying, I'm uncomfortable here. This is we're not having sex anymore. I don't see you anymore.
Let's talk about, if not Don, the Don types. There are guys, and there's women out there too, but more guys that they seem like somebody severed every nerve that went from their body to their brain. Like, they just seem completely detached.
Yeah.
They don't read people very well.
Right.
They don't communicate very well.
Yes.
They're much... I would think, if I believed in it, I would think they were aliens who just sort of got dropped down and were trying to assimilate.
Yes.
And everything is like, well, she was supposed to be home. And it's like Get Smart when the doctor would give a Jaime the robot a checkup and they'd say, hop up on the table, Jaime, and he would hop onto the table. Like everything's literal.
Concrete and literal. Yes. It's a very primitive kind of
watch. I'm gonna try a question with Don. I'll ask him, do you smoke? And he'll say, only when I drink cheap oil. See, and then the big laugh track comes in. Yeah. But here's the point. I don't know if it's trauma in childhood, and I don't know what it is. It's just there are guys out there that have zero connection.
There are all kinds of neurobiological phenomena. First of all, there's sort of autistic spectrum problems. There's thought disorders. There's developmental issues.
Can we just call it thick?
You can call it thick. Simply.
Okay. Let's just call it thick. Don.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of this is going to get through to you, but you sound like a guy who's very detached from his emotions.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that, though?
That's not even that they're detached, but they're not even meaningful.
You're not there. There's no Don. I get no feeling for Don.
And that motivation, you have difficulty judging motivations in other people and understanding interpersonal dialogue.
Yeah, like you go, my woman, she works at a strip club, she comes home late, she comes home smelling of man's cologne, and you go, why are you staying with her? And you go, what do you mean?
Because she lives here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's robot kind of talk, Don. Yeah. Is that what's going on, or did you suffer some head trauma or anything?
No, I have not suffered any head trauma.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
Take that off the list.
Would have been a good excuse. And what do you do? Something in construction?
No, I drive a limousine.
Drive a limousine.
All right.
Do you have trouble reading other people's feelings? I mean, like why people fluctuate from laughter to, you know, spontaneously break into laughter together, that sort of thing? Is that always kind of mysterious to you?
Nope.
True. No one can answer that question. All I can say is if I was driving in Don's limo, that divider wouldn't be up fast enough. I'd be like, look, here's what I'm doing. I don't want to actually enter the limo and put the divider up. That's going to be too much time. I'm going to get a coat hanger. I'm going to undo it. I'm going to reach it in around through the sunroof, and I'm going to raise the thing up, and then I'll enter it. Yes?
But then I need a camera to keep an eye on him.
Yes. All right. All right, let's stop making fun of poor Don. Don.
Yeah.
If you think she's cheating, you need to break up with her.
That's it.
At least,
at very minimum, have a conversation with her about what your relationship, where it's going, what's happening, how you're feeling.
Honey,
it's okay to do. That's what a relationship is.
I love you. You are my world. What happened to us? I wrote a song.
That's the interesting thing to me. But what are those guys actually experiencing when they say "I love you"? And why does the woman, the partner, accept that as an expression of?
The song is called Waterfall of Love. You are an endless river of love. And I am the chasm you fall into. Do not try to go over our love in a barrel. You will end up on the rocks. Instead, get in the boat, put the slicker on, and enjoy the view. Oh, yeah. I mean, what was these conversations sound like? All right, listen. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill her. Try to get in touch. You know, Don needs to listen to some classical music.
I'm not sure it's going to do it.
All right. We will, how about trade out for a therapist? You know what I mean? You take
strip
him.
Club?
Well, no. I mean, you drive him around in your limo.
Yeah,
he gives you 50 minutes on the sofa.
Okay.
Maybe work out of the limo.
You mean an hour?
Ooh, therapist that works out of a limo. Classy.
Mm.
Tuxedo with a red bow tie.
Interesting idea.
White tux. All right, Will Sasso here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. And I say get it on.
Woo!
Got to get it on. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Will Sasso here tonight from Less Than Perfect. I'll tell you what, I'll drop drown this guy.
This guy will drop drown.
I'll tell you what, I'll drop drown. Get my wrecked veiny rod out.
What?
69.
Stop. What?
831 after 8 o'clock.
That was awkward.
Will Sasso here tonight.
More
funny,
than
funny, man. Funny, not so funny when you're 69.
What? Hey, what?
29 after 8 o'clock. We got a Cheap Trick Super Set.
The tickets are coming.
Rocktober. Yeah, they're coming to town. They'll be coming to the Armory. I'll tell you what, we got tickets to give away and a signed guitar, too.
Check this out.
He's hitting his genitalia against the microphone.
My zipper sounded.
Yay, drop it, trap.
Look at this. Look what I got in my hat here.
Wow. I tell you,
hey, touch it.
It's
that
cushy.
Feels good. That feels good.
It spit at me. 8:29 after 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what, traffic weather coming out of the top of the hour. Slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. There you go.
Eve.
15. Eve.
Super gay morning for a
Eve.
Gay morning zoo.
Gazoo.
Gay zoo.
Eve.
Eve's 15.
Sleeping?
Okay.
There she is. Eve, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I was just wondering how to get birth control, how and where I would get it.
You go to your doctor?
By myself have to have a parent with me?
I have to look up Pennsylvania, but most states, 14 is the cutoff. Some
really?
16, yeah.
Okay.
But you can go to Planned Parenthood. They, you know, just find one in your area, and usually they have very inexpensive and certainly plenty of means to deliver birth control to you and give you screens so you can.
Yeah.
Be okay.
But what are you doing? You got a boyfriend?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend. We've been going out for like 8 months now. So.
Mm-hmm. Are you having sex?
Yeah, but I'm not on the pill yet. So.
What are you doing for birth control?
A condom.
How old is the guy?
17.
How long until you're 16?
4 years.
Let's see, 2 months.
Two months. All right.
2 months. That's 128 weeks. How many is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 299.
299
hours. Hours.
Eve, you'll be 16 in a couple months. Drew doesn't like the 15, 17-year-old thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be 16 in a couple months.
It's getting close. 16 is really the lowest limit I can tolerate because I just see so many problems with kids having sex before 16.
To me, it's like a grade. Are you in the 10th grade?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
10th grade.
Yes, you're in the 10th grade. Yeah. So you will be an old 10th grader.
Yes. Right.
Turning
older.
I mean, a little bit, like in March or whatever. All right. Yeah, go to Planned Parenthood.
Isn't our Planned Parenthood number is 230 PLAN, isn't that right?
I don't know. But here's the thing, Drew. Isn't it also like whether you're in the 9th grade or the 10th grade?
To some extent, but more than anything, it's really is your neurobiological development. And so.
But if you're 9, but you're a senior in high school, wouldn't it be okay to have sex?
See what I'm saying?
I think I got him on this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
829. Dropping trowel.
Look at this. What's that little piece again?
Yeah, look at that. He did a little something called the turtle, Drew.
Easy coming in.
Do the big bag, would you? Yeah, signed guitar, drumstick, and a drumstick guitar. All right, Drew. You all right, buddy?
I found the National Planned Parenthood.
You can't find it.
I think it's 1-888-230-PLAN.
All right, listen,
1-800-230-PLAN.
All right, look, just go find one, would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Planned Parenthood coming to the Metro.
Planned Parenthood with Maroon 5.
Savage Garden and Planned Parenthood going to be at Foxy's coming up this Friday.
Simple Plan opening for us. Speaking of openings, look at this.
He's dialing, I'll tell you what, right now. I can fold it in half, still fit in there. 8:29 after 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Gay Morning Zoo. Drew, what about the Gay Morning Zoo? You'd listen to that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
We're giving away a Miata filled with chaps. You're the first one to call the Felch line. Caller 129 of the Felch line is going to be Miata filled with chaps. Yeah, and a spent condom Freddie Mercury used in 1979. call it. We got a Queen superset coming up. Erasure on the way. It's 29:29 after 8 o'clock. All right. My name's Ace Rock Cola. I'm Creco Active. True. It's got to be a morning gaze, though. All right, Drew, stop looking for that. I don't want to get rid of that crap, would you, you jackass? Drew gets obsessed with something, buries his face into it, and won't join the Gay Morning Zoo. Shut the fuck up.
You guys are having fun. I'm not interested in the Gay Morning Zoo anyway.
You have to read right in front of me. Just find it. By the way, you had 40 minutes. You couldn't find it?
Couldn't find it.
All right, and why do you have to give her the number? Let her pick up the phone to call information.
All right.
Why don't you get a little cheat sheet instead of 150 useless pages?
We have one in Planned Parenthood.
Oh, we had everything around here. All right, forget it. Let's keep moving, Drew.
Sharon, 18. Sharon.
You ruined the whole Gay Morning Zoo.
Sharon, I'm glad.
Sharon?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
All right, well, like, when I have sex with my boyfriend, and it happened with my ex-boyfriend also, like, for the first about minute, it hurts like hell. Mm.
Are you nervous when you're getting started?
No.
And does he have trouble actually penetrating?
Yeah, it's really hard. I can only do it when I'm on top.
Yeah.
Mm.
And do you lubricate normally?
Yeah, we use lubricated condoms and we use like KY and stuff.
I'll tell you with
the KY.
The KY.
That's going to be in the trunk of the side with a jab in the front.
We're giving away. The Party Patrol is going to be coming to your neighborhood packed with KY and flavored condoms. We're going to be down
there. The boys from Lincoln Park will be there.
We're going to be down to Cuffs and Cerritos having a smart cocktail if anyone wants to join us.
Hey, Sharon.
Yeah.
Is your boyfriend give you enough time to sort of get going to be aroused?
Yeah.
Is enough foreplay?
Yeah, definitely.
It may just be you. I mean, some women do have anatomical issues, and the fact that it only is a minute or so of discomfort.
What's the name of the vaginal CAT scan that the pregnant girl had?
The ultrasound?
She should have one of those, see how big the cervix is.
No,
I don't know. I'm not the doctor.
29 after 8 o'clock. Come on down, meet us at Cuffs for a smart cocktail. And we have the listener with the bushiest mustache competition. He's going to walk away with the Savage Garden box set. 29 after 8 o'clock. Come on down to the Gay Morning Zoo. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Drew. Going to be there.
But anyway, Sharon, maybe it's just anatomical disproportion.
Dr. Drew's going to be there. He'll be the one with a stethoscope around his neck and a green bandana hanging out of his right pocket. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
And we'll be auctioning them off.
We're raising money.
Whatever you want to do with them.
Come on, Dad. Glory hole. $10 a pop. It's all going to the Sumatra Relief Fund. So those people have suffered over there.
Let's have a good time over here.
Tell you, we are going to hit you with a tidal wave of passion when you come on down to Cuffs and Cerritos.
Bucketfuls of smart cocktails.
So, Sharon, make sure you're not nervous. Make sure this.
Try the bottomless wine.
Make sure it's adequate foreplay, adequate lubrication.
Yellow card.
There are sort of interventions they can use to the gynecologist can sort of expand things a little bit. But
Three Doors
sure
Down's going to be down there with Maroon 5 and Savage Garden. Order up the bottomless bucket of calamari. First one's on the ace, man.
Speaking of calamari, check out this balloon knot.
Yeah.
That's not the one with the tentacles.
We're giving away Amel Poppers with every $10 donation to the Tsunmari flood over there. Drew will be over there doing hep C checkups. No charge.
Creed, the boys from Creed will be in town.
Good looking cats, those guys. All right. Keep an eye out for the minivan Party Patrol. It's the purple minivan with the phallic hood symbol. It's got the limousine. The Uncle Henry Ooga Horn. That's how you know they're coming to town. All right.
8:29
after 8 o'clock.
Take a break. We're out.
All right.
Let's ramble on out of here.
Nipple piercings also. Drew's going to be consulting on those.
Hep C vax.
Bushiest mustache competition. It's all there at Cuffs and Cerritos. We'll be right back with news, traffic, and weather, and T-cell count after this.
T-cell count.
everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Sasso here tonight. I just dumped Drew's tea all over the board. All right. Will. Yes. Less Than Perfect. Name of his show. Friday, 9:30. Smoke comes up from the computer. ABC. We, before we left, we were talking about playing Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Will's trying to absorb what that means.
Well, what it is, Will, is we listen to some wonderful ranchero music, random ranchero music, and it's not at the beginning of the song. It's queued up anywhere in the song. Yeah. Is that right, Michelle? Yeah.
Yes.
You queued up anywhere in the song, and we guess how long before we hear the accordion?
Ah, by seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'd be smart to go by seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you can't go by minutes. And that is a lifetime music. In the life of a ranchero accordionist.
I'll go first. 6 seconds.
6 seconds. Yeah. Drew with a feeling.
Bold.
He won immediate last night. You won.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It makes me think you know something.
Mm-hmm.
Will?
16 seconds.
Oh. Eternity.
Dear, dear, naive Will.
Amateur.
Wow. That's
look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring out of the
dumping
thing.
Tea out of the thing. All right, I'm going to go 4 seconds.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Wow, I did dump a lot in there. I'm going to go 4 seconds, all right?
Okay, I think you're going
to. All right, I'm going to capsize this thing. All right, let's wait till we get queued up here. You ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
Let's let it get to the 10 so we can really tell. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Immediate.
Well, it was a second.
Yeah, one
second. It was a second.
Wow. Let's hear it a little bit. Let's take it in. This is an homage to our station, which we lost yesterday.
Yeah.
The WHFS. I was sitting with a bunch of D.C. people tonight for dinner.
Uh-huh.
One of them started crying.
Really?
Yes. It's her favorite station.
One of our oldest affiliates made the switch to Ranchero a couple of nights ago. And I gotta believe some of it had to do with me.
I'm afraid it did. I'm afraid who else might convert now.
Yeah.
This is infectious.
It really is. Once you turn on ranchero music, you can't turn it off.
Especially in those colder climates. I mean, it just speaks.
Yeah, yeah. You think nation's capital, founding fathers, Declaration of Independence. You think this kind of...
That caller from Minnesota, the brain dead fellow, is probably listening to this.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I think it's all they listen to.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yeah. You know, it's great.
Especially.
Tell you what, if you go see you go see a hockey game in Minneapolis, this is what they'll be playing when they're trying to pump up the crowd.
If you got drunk enough, this is sort of Oktoberfest music, really. I mean, it's not far off from a polka.
Interesting, it has a common heritage with that.
Really?
Right. We decided yesterday it was probably designed by the workers. Apparently the Germans settled in Mexico.
Florida.
Yeah, that's right. And they in the breweries, they would combine their music with the local Mexicans and the Germans, and they'd get this.
Yeah, but you know, like anything, there's some scientists who thought, nuclear power can be an endless source of turbine power for electricity, but someone makes a bomb out of it.
Right.
That's what happened with the Germans and the accordion and the ranchero music. It started off as a good thing, but then they hijacked it, and now we have ranchero.
Well, we figured when they started unionizing, they were using this as a tool, like the way the bagpipes were used by the Scottish to scare off their...
Yeah,
this is
how you break the scab line.
Yeah, right.
This was like the Rage Against the Machine of that era.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so... So I won, right?
Yep.
I had 4 seconds. It was a second and a half.
Excellent job.
Thank you, buddy. 16 seconds.
hey.
That's going to be good. Tell other guests.
We'll be talking about him tomorrow.
Yeah. Kelly? You know, it'd be like, don't pull a Sasso. Kelly, you're 26.
Kelly?
Uh-oh. Maybe I screwed the board up, Drew.
Oh, no. Kelly?
All right, we'll try one more call, and then we'll bring back the Gay Morning Zoo.
Try three.
Because we'll have no choice after that. Nicole?
Hi.
17. And what is that weird law of whatever that says after you spill the thing into the thing, the next caller must mysteriously not say anything?
She's there. I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you go, wait a minute. Maybe there's some damage here. No, it's just the first one that hasn't said anything. You know what I mean? All right. Oh, wait a minute. I hit Crystal now. All right. You want to try Kelly again?
One more time, yeah.
You sure?
That's the wrong one.
I can't see it. Kelly. Oh. Kelly.
Done.
All right. Now we go Nicole?
Nicole, yeah.
All right. Nicole?
Yep.
17. What's up, baby doll?
Okay, my question is if you can physically turn into a virgin again.
Can you regrow the hymen?
Well, the rumors I heard you can't, regrow it, but it's, almost the same, I guess.
Well, Nicole, here's
mine
the deal.
Mine came back, but I lost it early and often. And I think it was able to repair because I was so young.
I'm going to vomit now. Nicole, virginity is not some sort of technicality. It's whether you've had intercourse or not.
If you put saran wrap up there, you're virgin.
Yeah, you had it. That's it. Why are you preoccupying about these things?
Well, unless I would sort of argue, unless somebody took it from you.
Somebody raped you or something?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got a girl who's, when she was 12, her drunken uncle jumped on top of her but has never been with a man, I would give her the virgin. I would. Drew wouldn't because he's cruel.
I'm just saying it's not
a technicality. Or he could possibly be the uncle.
It just has a penis past the plane of the vagina, period. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's also, there's an attitude to it as well,
then let's
too.
Call it something else. Let's have...
Well, I just mean if the penis that passed the plane of the vagina is an escaped convict who broke into your window and held you at knife point, I'm willing to still give you virgin status since it doesn't mean anything anyway.
Right. We should have some sort of other name for it then.
Yeah. Well, virgin,
that's why, by the way, I think.
Fine.
Well, no, I think chastity would be a better name. Like, this is still a chaste person who was raped.
That's scared that it wouldn't turn out to be a fat lesbian?
No. Okay. I'm not saying that's her name.
Oh,
that's what you refer to them as.
All
chaste.
Right. I see what you're saying, chaste.
Yeah.
Kelly? I mean, Nicole, what happened to Nicole? Oh, okay.
There we go.
Don't ever correct me on the air. Nicole?
So, no, you're not. Yes, there can be sort of.
How did you lose your virginity?
I was actually raped when I was 14, but then the second time I had sex is with my current boyfriend, I won't be able to see for 3 years. So
why?
I'm just curious.
Why 3 years?
He's in jail.
Perfect.
Oh, Nicole, you got to examine what you're doing here.
Yeah.
The rape at 14 usually means trauma earlier.
Yes.
And then hooking up after a rape with a criminal.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm looking in the crystal ball. It's not looking good.
Yeah. He raped an elderly woman in a coma.
We were talking about him earlier.
Yeah, and Nicole, and please, stop blowing smoke up your own tukai. You're not going to be with this guy in 3 years.
It's been 2 years already.
You're going to be through 30 guys between 17 and 20 because you're going to act out because you screwed up. So get
She's
some therapy.
She's already waited, too.
Get some therapy.
But please get some help, yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, mess. We'll take a break. Be right back. That's the show, everybody. Well, I think Will Sasso for coming
29 of the boys from Smash Mouth will be there. Rupert Everett lookalike contest in B2K.
He's going to be out at the Harley-Davidson of Fire Island giving rides on his hog, fully dressed.
I'll be bringing my bike, too.
He'll be the one wearing nothing but the leather tasseled vest. Hey, 29. Yeah, everyone, less than perfect, everybody. I want to thank Engineer Anderson for doing a great job all week. Who's phone screening this week, by the way? Brian, fantastic, buddy.
Huh?
Doing a great job. I want to thank Engineer Chris.
Huh?
Yeah. I want to thank wonderful, wonderful engineeress Michelle. And junior producer Lauren, and, of course, producer Ann. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Never drop trowels sticking in a guy, Jennifer. Just get rowdy.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.